Good morning. It's 7:25 a.m. on, this is Monday, June the 25th, 2018. Oh, it's a lovely morning. It's going to be a hot one today. Mid to high 80s. Yesterday was delightful. It was cloudy. The clouds moved in and we did get some thunder showers in the afternoon. It was cool all day. But now that the front has gone through, we're going to get back to heat. It's Monday. I finished a course. I finished the Recommend Fiction Writers course. Today is going to be my writing day. Writing for me. I did my last exercise, and what I did was I used the slush pile. For Cosine, they did a panel reading from the slush pile, and they invited people to submit the first page, 250 words, of the beginning of a story. And the acquisitions editors and agents on the panel would raise their hand when they wanted the reader to stop reading. And if three out of the four raised their hands, the reader would stop. And then they would survey the panelists and say, okay, why? And on those instances where they didn't get all four saying no, which was, it was interesting. There were very few split panels. It was either all yes or all no. And generally at about the same time, there were a couple that were hot buttons. They'd do something, the story would do something silly in the first line or two, and one person's hand would go up, and then later on, everybody else's hand would go up. Everybody didn't have the same hot button, but almost everybody had the same opinion. So, when I got to Cosine, the organizer invited me to submit 250 words for the slush pile, because they only had like two or three, and it wasn't enough to fill out the panel, to fill out an hour, so she invited me, and I invited my kid, so we put in... We each put in 250 words. And there are a bunch of other people. Kevin Eikenberry put one in. I don't know who else. So I wrote this story about a young noble named Malachi, who was he was at the tailor's picking out a new tunic because he wanted something nice to be buried in. And the reason he was worried about needing a nice tunic to be buried in was that his the barbarians were camped outside the walls, and they expected that they would attack at dawn. So he's in the tailor shop late at night. The tailor's obviously petrified, but doesn't dare turn him away. And so yeah, 250 words. I need a little bit more. I needed about 500. So I added a couple hundred words to it. made it apropos to the final exercise that was talking about the setting, talking about the culture, talking about the character's attitude, as well as making sure the setting was well laid out and stuff. So it was about 550 words, I think, which is about it's about two pages, a page of manuscript, double spaced. And I tinkered a little bit with Home Run. I like it. It's coming. I really need to get some... I need to get some flow going. I need to get some words down. The other day I wrote 5,000 words just about Natalia's backstory. And I don't remember writing 5,000 words. I went back and looked at it later. And it's like... That's crazy. So I need to write about 5,000 or 6,000 words today, 6,000 or 7,000 words tomorrow, a couple 10,000 word days, and I should have the story pretty well ironed out. See if I can make it work. People out this morning. Maybe just jog by on the sidewalk. Somebody else over there walking. Somebody's walking ahead of me here very slowly. Eastern turn. There's a lot of shade yet this morning, so that's good because the sun is hot. It's going to be 13 degrees hotter today than yesterday. Get ready. Say it with me. One post. I cut my toe yesterday. Well, more specifically, I stepped too close to my chair. Stubbed a little toe on my foot. And then, in almost falling over, managed to cut the side of my big toe, and it bled like a son of a gun. Broken sprinkler head. Walking and not talking. I think I'm just enjoying the day. I don't seem to be thinking about anything in particular. I'm in the moment. A couple of young guys giving each other crap over there on the other sidewalk. At this point in my life, most guys are young guys. Most people are young people. I still find myself hunched over. Like Popeye with my chin stuck out in front of me. I am what I am, that's all what I am. I do have the metronome going. Shade. It's that's funny. I don't like the heat more than I don't like the cold. And you know, the middle is, there's nothing really to not like. That was one of the newer chargers with its tuned exhaust. Walking past the park now. There's a lot of beaten down grass still. From the hailstorm the other day. There's a few thistles out there. There's a couple of them with their heads down. Done flowering, apparently. Still a few nice purple flowers on. The spiny white poppy is seeded. Has some buds coming up. I can see them. Been a couple of days yet, probably. Out of the sun here mostly now. A couple little patches left to get through. The rest of it's all shady. Lovely day, gosh. Great day for a walk. Put on a clean shirt today. I should have waited till after my walk. Here we are at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.